Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill? Juggling a million things, chasing deadlines, trying to be everything to everyone? Yeah, me too. But there's a secret weapon we all have that can make a world of difference in those moments: self-compassion and forgiveness. It's not about being soft or letting things slide. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. Think about it. When your buddy messes up, do you rip them apart? Or do you offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, maybe even a little encouragement? That's self-compassion in action. It's recognizing that we're all human, we make mistakes, and sometimes life throws curveballs. The key is not beating ourselves up over it, but learning from those bumps in the road and moving forward with grace. Now, let's dive into 5 actionable takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion and forgiveness in your daily life. 1. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Imagine your best friend is having a rough day. Would you say things like, "You idiot," "How could you do that?" or "Seriously, get it together?" Probably not, right? You'd offer words of support and encouragement, acknowledging their feelings without judgment. So why treat yourself any differently? The next time you make a mistake or feel overwhelmed, pause and ask yourself, "What would I say to a friend in this situation?" Chances are your response will be far more compassionate than what you're saying to yourself. 2. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment without judgment. When we're constantly ruminating on past mistakes or worrying about the future, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and self-critical. Mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing can help us ground ourselves in the present and let go of those negative thought patterns. Even a few minutes of focused attention each day can make a huge difference. 3. Recognize your imperfection. Let's face it, nobody's perfect. We all have flaws, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. Embracing our imperfections is essential for self-compassion. Instead of striving for unattainable standards, focus on accepting yourself as you are, with all your quirks and flaws. 4. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, take the time to acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finally finish that project? Nail that presentation? Treat yourself to a little celebration. This helps build self-confidence and reminds you of your strengths. Remember, progress is more important than perfection. 5. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to grudges, whether against ourselves or others, only hurts us in the long run. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions. It means releasing the anger and resentment that weighs us down. It takes courage to forgive, but the freedom that comes with letting go is priceless. Let me tell you a story about this. I once bombed a big presentation at work. I was so embarrassed I wanted to crawl under my desk and disappear. But instead of wallowing in self-pity, I took a deep breath, acknowledged my mistake, and learned from it. I realized that everyone makes mistakes, and it doesn't define me as a person. In fact, that experience taught me valuable lessons about preparation and public speaking, which ultimately helped me grow. So, remember, self-compassion and forgiveness aren't signs of weakness. They're signs of strength. They allow us to face challenges with resilience, learn from our experiences, and move forward with a positive mindset. Remember those 5 takeaways? Treat yourself like a friend. Practice mindfulness. Embrace your imperfections. Celebrate your wins. And don't forget to forgive yourself and others. These aren't just words, they're powerful tools that can transform your life. Now, go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-compassion. Leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, one kind thought at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.